Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar king of Babylon, 3584 AH 458 BC, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream, and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, and, indeed, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great Mediterranean Sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, different from one another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I watched until its wings were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made to stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And look, another beast, a second, like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said this to it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I saw, and another, like a leopard, which had upon its back four wings of a bird, the beast also had four heads. And authority to rule was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and look, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and exceedingly strong. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces, and stamped the residue with its feet, and it was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and, indeed, there came up among them another little horn, before whom three of the first horns were plucked up by the roots. And, indeed, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. I watched until the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days sat, whose robe was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered to him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I watched then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke. I watched even until the beast was killed, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their authority to rule taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and, indeed, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given to him authority to rule, and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages, should serve him. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, which will not pass away, and his kingdom that which will not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near to one of those who stood by, and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and caused me know the interpretation of these things. These great beasts, which are four kings, who will arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was different from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, who devoured, broke in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell. Even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spoke very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. I watched, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them. Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. This he said. The fourth beast will be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which will be different from all kingdoms, and will devour the whole earth, and will tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings who will arise. And another will rise after them. And he will be different from the first, and he will subdue 3 kings. And he will speak great words against the Most High, and will wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they will be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment will sit, and they will take away his authority to rule, to consume and to destroy it to the end. And the kingdom and authority to rule, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, will be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all nations shall serve and obey him. This is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts greatly troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart.